Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Jay Seymour and Jim Clark discuss the new certification exams that are available for Windows Server 2012. Tune in as they discuss what each exam covers, as well as how the server infrastructure and private cloud exams differ, and how each can help advance your IT skills. Jay, the mic is yours.
Hi, and welcome to Cert Talk. I'm your host, Jay Seymour. I'm a product planner for certification here at Microsoft Learning. And with me this week, I have my good friend, another product planner, Jim Clark. Jim, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
So today we are going to talk about the new certifications that came out for Windows Server. So we have a ton of stuff that just released in anticipation of our fancy new product. So Jim, tell us, first recap, what is certification? We call it Cert V3, but what is this whole new certification scheme?
Well, the Cert V3, so as certification exists today, we've got individual technology-focused exams that we call technology specialist exams, and then we have IT professional exams, which are more or intended to validate skills that are more role-based and very job-oriented. So we've got operations roles that we've titled server administrator, and then we've got engineering tasks, which are we've titled the enterprise administrator. And then the technology specialists below that were very product focused. One's AD, one's networking, one's apps. So it was all very structured, focused around the technologies and focused around the roles. So with Cert V3, the big change is kind of the first step, I'm going to call it, because I don't think we've made it all the way there yet, but this is our way of transitioning from product focus to solutions focused. It's better in line with the industry, better in line with what Microsoft wants to do today. So this solutions focus has led us to create new credentials. So the Cert V3 that you're referring to is kind of the transitioning away from technology specialist exams and professional exams to a solutions associate and a solutions expert. So the other big change to this is where we had three exams for the Windows Server, kind of the core, three TS exams. We'll still have three exams, but instead of each one being siloed to a particular service or technology and then receiving a credential from that, what you'll have is all three exams together will equal out our new credential, which is MCSA, or Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate. So the other big shift by moving to a solutions focus is there won't be an AD exam, there won't be a networking exam. You'll see some AD and group policy in all three of them. You'll see some networking in all three of them. And it's meant to be more of a progression where you go from the most common and kind of what you might turn entry level, but at the level we're talking about at least. But it's a progression of how the infrastructure, that core pieces are built over time, from the simplest, most common tasks to the more advanced, perhaps less common, but still vital tasks. And those three exams together will equal the MCSA for Windows Server 2012. Now, the other thing about the new Cert V3 is that on the IT Pro side, we want to have a single kind of core that builds to all of our different MCSEs, or that solutions experts stacks. So we've got a couple that are focused primarily, or predominantly, I guess I should say, on Windows Server, but then we also have our messaging, we also have our SharePoint, we also have our private cloud, and all of those pillars that are solution expert credentials, all of them will require this MCSA as a core for them getting to obtain those credentials.
As a prerequisite.
So that certainly is a bigger change from what we had with MCITP and MCTS. Not as much a change if you think back, you know, way back when we were, yeah, still here, and the MCSE that we had previously to what the MCSE is today. We get a lot of questions of, is this just MCSE?
Yeah.
Kind of rebranded, revamped. And it's not, really. So MCSE of old, God, it's silly to say old. I was not even old then.
But that's where a lot of us started. It's where I started, right. You started, probably a lot of people watching
right.
started.
So, and when we think about that, MCSE, as it was originally envisioned and intended, was meant to be a generalist. So everything within the server and the client and kind of the core services piece, MCSE was that credential. As it evolved over time, about the mid-90s, we kind of added specialization on top of it in order to account for the, you know, the new big exchange infrastructures coming up, the SQL requirements and needs. So once it became MCSE was the core that we were talking about and we originally intended, plus these specializations, though it fulfilled the same kind of goals that we always thought about, the problem came up is that, you know, you're an MCSE, I'm an MCSE, but we don't really know if we have the same skills because you might have taken, as I'm sure you did, like proxy server as your elective.
SNA.
Whereas, yeah, SNA. Whereas, of course, I took Exchange and and whatever the hardest one was and the most challenging.
IIS, I think, is what a lot of us took.
Yeah, it was such a simple test. Yeah. So that was how it existed. So that MCSE, and that's kind of one of the reasons we transitioned from it, was that you couldn't really clearly articulate or identify one certified person versus another certified person with the exact same credentials. So that brought on the MCITP, the MCTS, kind of the very flexible way of doing, you can certify on one individual thing, you can certify on a lot of things, and you got these big transcripts, which has its good and its bad side, but the result of that, and from feedback and us paying attention to our partners and our customers, that this Cert V3 goes back to some of those roots that we have that core space, and that's the MCSA. So in the IT Pro part of the program, we've got a single core, that MCSA, that all of the MCSEs will be built off of.
Yes. And that MCSA is even a requirement for the Exchange tracks and SharePoint tracks and everything. Because the core foundation of all of our Microsoft products, so at least on the IT Pro side, is Windows Server.
Right.
So when do you see these exams coming out?
Well, for the MCSA, those will be out in the fall, so right around the September timeframe, somewhere plus or minus. The MCSE exams, which we haven't really talked about much yet, but those will come out a little bit later, not too much. We anticipate, you know, 1 to 3 months, depending on what other software requirements or product definition stuff we need to get done. That kind of leads me to one of the things about MCSE, the specialization, that expert level credentials. The way that we have it in the Windows Server space is a bit different than what we had with MCITP. So server administrator, enterprise administrators, those were very role focused. So as we transition to solutions, the solutions that we deem to be the most important for the server space and for that infrastructure space is the server infrastructure, which you could call it data center, you could call it the enterprise infrastructure, any of those terms really apply. We ended up coming back to server infrastructure because it made sense to everybody. This is all about the infrastructure services at the design and at the interoperability level. It's not just Windows Server, and that's another thing that MCITP was predominantly 99% Windows Server.
Yeah.
Server infrastructure and also the other one, which is desktop infrastructure, which is another part that I'll talk about in a minute, but the server infrastructure will have System Center in it. It's not going to be hardcore System Center deep level knowledge, but you'll have to understand how System Center really does support that enterprise and that infrastructure for the servers. We have to be able to support all of our SKUs, so the messaging SKU, the private cloud SKU, the desktop SKU, all those solutions have to be supported. So this server infrastructure will have System Center components, it'll have your virtualization components, and it will have all your identity components in it. So it's a fairly large chunk. It's raising the bar quite a bit from a sheer knowledge level that you'll have to understand a bit more. We don't expect candidates coming to take the server infrastructure exams to have, you know, 15 years of experience with System Center and those associate management products, but we certainly do expect them to understand where they plug in and how they can help support those individual tasks. Now, on the other side, though, we have desktop, which is different than how we've approached it. With the previous CERT program, desktop was split up into a lot of different places. We had desktop as an administrator. We had desktop as part of virtualization. We had desktop as a part of the core infrastructure. And what we've done here with the new CERT program is we've taken the desktop infrastructure and all the virtualization components that went along with that, And that's what the desktop infrastructure is. It's all about your application virtualization, your virtual desktops, your VDI components, and your deployment from a do I virtualize, do I not virtualize, do I deploy to bare metal, do I deploy to virtual images, whatever it is, and terminal services, RDS, those types of things are all built into this part. So there's no longer going to be a virtualization track. And that's kind of one of the things that I get questions about is what happened to the ServerVert and all the rest of them.
Sure.
It's a part of everything. So there'll be Hyper-V and VMM as part of MCSA. There'll be Hyper-V and VMM and all the other components of virtualization with RDS, with VDI, and with AppV. All those things will be associated in their corresponding solutions and, when necessary, as part of the core.
So solutions is really the key word to take out of all of that. And that's new for us. But I think that seems to be the way the industry is going, the way IT, as an IT person, very rarely do you have your one little nugget that you work on. You have to look at the broader picture.
Right. No, I totally agree. But the kind of the challenge to it, though, is because it's so broad that somebody going in to take a private cloud exam where they may have worked quite a bit with System Center Operations Manager, and they say, okay, private cloud, they understand the concept of it, that that's an applications infrastructure, and it's all about automating and doing a consistent management interface across all the applications and being able to support them. But System Center itself has gone from, you know, a huge laundry list of separate products that works together in some way, shape, or form, but they were certainly standalone and separate, to now System Center is this single management product. So, and we require them at the solution level, they have to know a lot about each part. And we don't expect them to be experts deep down in every single one, but they have to know enough to know how they all work together. And that same thing applies to server infrastructure and desktop infrastructure. They have to know a lot about those System Center services. They have to know a lot about how Hyper-V is going to be implemented across or how you're going to manage your virtual machines. It's not left up to IT is the only source for everything now. IT is distributed around the services. The application owners take a lot more responsibility now because private cloud allows them to have that capability so we can automate and regulate that kind of stuff.
So one of the questions that I get a lot is what is the difference between the private cloud certification and infrastructure? You talked about VMM being in different parts of it, virtualization being a critical component of a lot of things. In terms of the certifications and the way that you've built them out, what's really the difference? Can you get us a nutshell?
Sure. So between the server infrastructure and the private cloud itself is a solution focused on the applications infrastructure. It is about creating workflows and templates. It's about joining the developer to the application owner and then having IT act as an intermediary to that. The private cloud is all about automation and consistent and reliable management. It stands on top of a data center or a server infrastructure. The private cloud solution and any of our candidates going to take these exams, if they don't already understand, have a solid understanding of the server infrastructure, all the identity pieces, the networking infrastructure, they will not be able to pass the private cloud. That's kind of assumed. We didn't make it literally a prerequisite, though we probably could have, and that might have made sense because that would just be an insurmountable skill set that you have to take all five exams before you can even start that.
Sure.
But from a skills perspective, you kind of have to know a lot of that. So you kind of have to set your expectations. Even if you don't take those server infrastructure exams because you're more interested in obtaining the private cloud credential, make sure you review that content and make sure you know that you have a solid understanding of how those services work. Okay. Because it's assumed going in. The private cloud sits on a functioning data center or server infrastructure.
Okay. So from a tactical point of view, if I'm a candidate and I want to study, for the MCSA is three exams?
Three exams.
Okay. Correct. And can you give us any insight onto any details of the what types of things that they cover?
Well, it's not tremendously different from what you would have seen if you're familiar with the MCTS exams for Server 2008. The tasks themselves aren't tremendously new. It's more in how they're organized here, as I was talking about before, they're organized from kind of the easier to the more challenging. And that is also from the most common to the least common. So it's meant to be more of a training progression.
Okay.
So when we created the MCTS exams, kind of each one's in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So that made it real difficult for people creating training, that they, wow, I can't really talk about this because without talking about this. And, okay, but if I do that, what am I going to actually talk about when I get to this part of it? Because you cart before the horse. So we tried to develop this so you'll have kind of an introduction or what is group policy here. And then in the middle, you'll have more of your taking and automating some of the group policy things and extending beyond the normal. And then the advanced, you'll have more of the advanced group policy services. And the same thing with identity. So you're going to see still the same. You've got accounts, you've got management, you've got network infrastructure, you've got identity management, you've got federation from a management perspective and an identity perspective. All of those things will be in that MCSA.
Now, candidates can take them in any order, but this finally gives us a good answer to that question of where do I start?
Right. Right. It makes logical sense to go, you know, left to right in this case. And I agree. Before, network infrastructure was probably an easier exam than the Active Directory one. So for people just wanting to get their foot in the door and get started and have some success quick, that might have made more sense. But this is a logical progression. So hopefully the book developers and the content developers will be able to pick up on this better.
And for server infrastructure, that's two exams, and that are those you could take theoretically in any order, or is there a recommendation?
You could take them in any order. They don't really build off of each other the way that the MCSA exams do. The tasks are fairly unique. We'll make a recommendation just on the way that we developed it, on how the progression of tasks went, so that will be recommended just by the numbers. Mm-hmm. You'll have a lower number and then a higher number, so that'll be the recommendation. But with the server infrastructure and really the desktop infrastructure, it doesn't make as much difference. And that's kind of true in the private cloud. One's configuration and installation, configuration deployment, and the other one's about operating and managing. So they're truly different roles of the private cloud. So doing one versus the other was really a flip of the coin.
Okay. So I think one thing to keep in mind too, and a hot topic these days, is recertification. Just to be clear, once you get your MCSE, there is a recertification requirement that we'll have down the road.
Correct.
What about MCSA? No recertification for that?
No. MCSA is intended to be product specific.
Okay.
So when the new version of the product comes out, so when server 20 whatever comes out, we'll have a requirement of what we call N and N-1. So the current one will be supported throughout the lifetime of the next generation. So we want to have in market your MCSA is either on, in this case, it's either on server 2008 or it's on 2012.
Yeah.
And then once 2014, 15, 16, whatever it is, then 2008 will no longer meet that requirement. Only 2012 and the new one will.
Yeah.
So you'll have to take an upgrade in that case. But from the MCSE perspective, since it's not necessarily product specific because it involves a lot of products in some cases, that will be a recertification. What that specifically is going to be, we haven't completely worked out yet.
Sure.
But something will be in place to recertify. So, and that's a 3-year window of time that we're going to be working with.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm very excited. Of course, you know, they kind of pay me to be excited, but as a student and, you know, somebody who's certified, I'm very excited to go out and take these tests.
Cool. Great. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for watching. I'm Jay Seymour, your host for Cert Talk. This has been Jim Clark. We're both product planners for Microsoft Learning. Up next, Joe Schmuckatelli.
Well, hello there. My name is Joe Schmuckatelli, and I'm here to speak to you about certification. More specifically, about Microsoft certifications. And when you get right down to it, Windows Server 2012 certifications. Why? Because it matters. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last 15 years, the way the world does technology has changed dramatically. That internet thing? turned out to not be a fad. We now hold more power in the palm of our hands than most of us 30-somethings experienced in the first 15 years of our lives. Even our infrastructure no longer lives in the same building as us. Now that's a lot of change, and I haven't even begun to scratch the surface. Now with all of this change that's going on, us IT pros, we have to keep our skills up. And you may be asking yourself, well, how do I do that? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's with Microsoft certifications. If you've been around a while, you might be a Windows Server 2003 MCSE. If you've been around a long while, you might be a Windows NT 4.0 Server MCSE. That's all fine and well, but even the term MCSE has changed over time. It used to be that MCSE meant Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. Now it means Microsoft Certified Solutions Expert. And there's more than one kind of solutions expert that you can be. You can be a desktop solutions expert, or, my favorite, an infrastructure solutions expert. Either way, these are new certifications with new exams. If you're starting from scratch, there are 5 exams that you have to take. But hold your horses. If you hold certain Windows certifications, you can take an upgrade exam to get there a little faster than taking all 5. I encourage you to check out the Microsoft Learning site to find out all of the options available to you. But where is that site? That site sits at Microsoft.com/learning. That's right, Microsoft.com/learning. Go there, learn, certify.